Blog Talk Radio.
To the GQ Palace. It's Butterbaby.
Single baby.
Sophisticated mama. Come on, you disco lady. Yeah, stay with me tonight.
GQ Palace. Yeah.
People on the sports sit, man, letting them know what time it really is in the world of sports. I'm checking out the Diva Squad, man, every Wednesday on GQ Palace Radio. Get with the program.
Do it.
good, y'all? It's your boy Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source and L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked and locked and locked and locked.
GQ Palace.
Diva Squad, Diva Squad.
Good evening, Dons and Divas. Welcome to another episode of GQ Palace Radio Love Fantasy, a place where you can enjoy grown and sexy topics. And the best slow jams. So sit back, enjoy the ride with the Diva Squad. This is T.
All right, all right. And this is Rachel.
All right, all right.
Okay, so how y'all divas doing this week?
All right, all right. And you, where you at, Diva?
I'm here. I'm sorry. I apologize. My dog was going crazy and all that good stuff. This is Angie,
I'm like,
everybody. You know we can't have that background stuff going on.
All right, all right.
So
my week has been
great.
What
was your weekend, week, everything?
Yes, mine has been great. I won't complain. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's right.
Ain't nobody listening.
Ain't nobody
listening,
no
way.
Girl, please.
All they're going to do is laugh at you and add insult to injury most of the time.
Yeah, and you know it. Uh-huh. And you know it.
Yep.
Well, either theirs was worse than yours. Exactly. So, and I'm like that. If I hear somebody else's story, I'm just like, God, I got it going on compared to them. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I won't complain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's always someone that has it worked.
Exactly. Exactly. So how's everybody? I'm, you know, I miss
Angie. Like you say, you know, hey, the weather is crazy. I don't even want to talk about it.
We're not even going to
talk about it.
Oh, we're not even going to go there.
Had me hyped up them 3 days and
you know
and
it. But not, allegedly we're supposed to have great, you know, good spring weather this weekend.
I hope so, because that snow that I woke up to this morning, I was so unhappy. I had to put my heat back on. Oh,
I was out there scraping my car off, doors frozen. I'm like, wait a minute.
That's
I said,
crazy.
I don't know. We must be making the Lord real mad. He said, I'm going to make y'all suffer. One more time, I got y'all. Let's see.
Yeah, but the temperature's still supposed to be in the low, you know, like 40s
yeah.
and 50s.
Low 50s, yeah.
So,
but listen.
I mean, it is what it is. We
exactly.
have no control over it, so
that's
we got to go with
it. High five on that. Clap it up for that one. We definitely
you know,
don't control what the weather does. No science or nothing, so.
I want to definitely commend you, Rachel, on last week opening.
Sorry
about, you know, my little mishap, but
Diva.
I listened to the archives, and you did a wonderful job.
Listen,
well,
and I just want to say that, you know, yeah, you never think that you have to do things, but always be prepared.
Exactly.
Always.
And I was so unprepared. I did not have a thing written down. Do you hear me? Nothing. Everything was just, you know, in my email or in our group inbox or whatever. So then, you know, I got to the chat to my desk and put on my headphones and found out like very last minute that I was doing it alone. I was shaking in my boots, but we got it done.
But you know what? Listen,
she's shaking
you
in her
can't
boots.
Even tell. You can't even
would,
tell it, you know.
Shaking in my foot.
But like you always say, you know, we thank God first and Rich, our CEO, our executive producer, Lavina,
yeah.
you know, because like you said, without them, we wouldn't be where we are now.
right.
Yes.
So you
and
know,
I want
to give them a big applause for that.
I would like to thank I would love to thank Rich, our head man, for being my guest host last week.
Okay. Right. Yes. I'm glad that somebody stepped in with you, you know.
Yes. I felt so bad. I was like, wow, I can't even, you know. But, you know, under the circumstances that I couldn't be there. I was like, wow. But it's all good. Things happen and work yourself out.
And you did a great job.
So, you know.
Yes.
That's how I was when, remember when I had to do, when I did it for Thanksgiving, was it?
Yes.
I was so nervous. I'm like, oh my God, how am I gonna do this?
But yeah, again, I mean, you know, you just have to go with the flow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what I did. Just went on what I remember, you know, you ladies do when you start to show off and just kept it moving.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you know, it'll come to you automatically. And
mm-hmm.
you are a veteran, so yeah, you need to be prepared for whatever. Whatever
exactly.
happens, you need to be prepared.
We all do,
because you never know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Anything can happen like 7:02.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But
right.
If there's nothing else, no other announcements, you know, I'll get it popping with these topics if y'all ready for them.
Let's get it on and popping.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to read them, and then we're going to go to a commercial.
Okay. I'm loving them. I'm just loving them commercials in the opening.
Me too.
Before we even get started with the topics, I really am the drops, all of that stuff with Rich and Machina, everybody. They are hot.
Yes.
Amazing.
Okay. For our first topic, have your mate ever tried to make you feel guilty of his or her wrongdoings? Why do some people keep crossing bridges that they know would never change?
The million-dollar question right there.
Both of them, you know, it can be easily answered. But
sometimes.
Before we go to our commercial, the number to call is 646-200-3838. Press that 1. We'll be more than happy to hear from you guys. So with that being said, let's hold on and go to our first commercial.
All right.
You're beautiful, yes.
Don't forget, it's going down April 27, 2014, Nonstop Media Superstar Sunday at Club Allure, 3302 Queens Boulevard. Special guest judges, Coco Chanel, Jazzy Joyce, Cuban Link, our very own featured host for the featured acts, Rich Money, our showcase host, Steph Lover. Is going to be crazy. $1,000 in hard cold cash. Also get your chance to be put in a magazine, GQ Palace Magazine, and on the air, GQ Palace Radio with your host, Rich Money. It's going down. You don't want to miss this. It's Butterbean.
GQ Palace.
GQ Palace.
GQ Palace. That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love, fantasy, with the Diva Squad. The Diva Squad.
Now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love fantasy with the Diva Squad. The Diva Squad.
GQ Palace.
This is Taisha, and on Wednesdays, 7 to 9, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio Station. Loving is loving is loving is loving.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay, and I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love him. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butter Baby. Butter Baby.
The Diva Squad, the Diva Squad, Squad.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love, fans, 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 the Diva Squad, Squad, Diva Squad, Squad.
They like fire for real.
They
for real.
Are. They that's Butter Baby.
When you hear your name and put it together with GQ Palace, don't your face just light up?
Yeah, you already know. You already
just
know.
Start grinning and everything.
Exactly. Now how we do it on the palace.
Oh yes.
But if you ladies ready, I don't know who going first.
Rachel, you want to go first?
Yes, ma'am. Tell me the topic one more again.
All righty. Have your mate ever tried to make you feel guilty of his or her wrongdoings? And why
one
do...
One too many times. One too many times. Oh, yes. Been there, done that. In my experience, as I always say, and I always use the longest relationship that I was in. But, and I can say in maybe two or three relationships. Yeah, I haven't been in many, maybe about a handful in all my adult years. But, and just about every single one of them.
Yeah, it seems like somewhere down the line somebody going to try to accuse you of their wrongs. You know, because they are guilty.
Mm. Exactly. Oh, I did this because you did that. You made me do it because you had this type of attitude or you did that.
Yes.
You already know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
at the end of the day, you know, don't try to make yourself look good because, you know, you done messed up.
Well,
right.
And
don't try to say that I did X, Y, Z when I didn't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you're trying to cover up for yourself.
But you know what that comes from? With people not willing to accept their faults and their wrongs. You understand what I'm saying? So it's easier for them to point the finger at somebody else and like, oh, well, you did this, you did that. Well, the reason I did this is because you did that. No. You did what you did. Man up or woman up and apologize for what you did. But like, I apologize, I messed up, or whatever, however you word that. But you have to learn to accept what you did. Accept your wrongs and your position in this thing. Don't try to flip the script, and because, like, I was having this conversation earlier with my daughter about interracial dating with a lot of black men with white women. This was a particular conversation we were having. Everybody's opinion is their own opinion. Now, a lot of black guys that date white women look for excuses for them to date white women. They try to blame it, on the black woman being... Oh, we we talk too much, or we bicker too much, or we're too loud, or we're too ghetto, or whatever excuses they're using to date white women. You understand what I'm saying? No, you want to date them because that's what you want to do. Don't use me as an excuse for you dating them. You understand? I mean, this is not what the show is about, interracial dating, but I was using that as an example of people trying to flip the script.
And you get a lot of African American sisters. I have a few female friends and family members that, and I'm African American, that will not date African American men. They prefer to date Caucasian men. And say, it's because I've been hurt by, you know, black brothers. I've been, you know, so.
Right.
Don't let it be.
But it's generalizing the entire race. That's what they do.
To each his own. To each his own.
To each his own.
That.
Right.
But my thing is, you know, the wrongdoings, you know, because you were getting a text at a certain time. Don't come off to me, well, you remember when you got that text that time and you act like you couldn't talk in front of me? Don't come off to me with what's done happened 2 or 3 years ago. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, that's old.
Well, you went out of town, so I went out of town. What? Are you kidding
me?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know what you was doing while you was out of town. The same thing you was doing. So if you was doing anything, then guess what? I was doing it too then.
But see, for every action, there's a reaction. So, there's certain situations that will force a person's hand. So, I mean, you know, metaphorically speaking, because...
You're right. I was in an abusive, very abusive relationship one time. And every time I would get hit... He would say, you brought it upon yourself. I did it because because you weren't looking directly at me when I was speaking to you, or because you
I'm not your child.
Listen, really?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's ignorance right there.
Seriously.
First off, you know, I've been raised by my mother and father, and they did a hell of a good job. So nobody else can raise me.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
You don't even think that you're going to do that, you know.
Yeah, and you're going to see me as your equal if we're in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? You got to see me as your equal. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people get power struck. Some people are control freaks and stuff like that. And if all stuff like that forces them to, you know, flip the script because they always want to be empowered. So,
some of them just ain't got no upbringing, period.
Yeah, some of them are just raggedy, Call a spade a spade. Okay. Some of them are just raggedy. Unfortunately, we have to go through a relationship in order to see that. We don't see it at the beginning.
Of course not.
You know.
But nor when we're young. Nor when we're young, because we all mature.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. We don't get older. We're not supposed to get older. We're supposed to get wiser.
Exactly.
You know.
So y'all ready for the second one?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes.
Why do some people keep crossing bridges that they know would never change?
Ooh.
And I can start you off with that one.
Go for it.
The my thing is, and when I say crossing bridges, why keep going back to the same relationship over and over again? You know it's not going to change, but you just keep finding yourself running right back into the same identical thing. When a person tells you, you know what, let's work on it. It's going to get better. You know, we can make this work. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. What, about a week or so? And then it's right back to the same identical thing?
Mm-mm.
You know, and I can't even say that it's love. You know, is it just wanting to say that you got somebody, or, I mean, why do?
You know what,
it's
a few things. It's a few things, and you said a few of them. It's one, you have some people with low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you have some people that are mentally abusive, and you're dealing with a weak person that forces you to go back there.
Mm.
Three, you're not knowing what you want. It would have forced your hand to go backwards again, you know.
Yeah.
So it is a few things that can cause somebody to keep crossing that same old raggedy bridge. My hand raised.
Mm.
My hand raised.
I'm definitely guilty. I'm definitely guilty.
I've been there, done that, to where you're thinking that something else is going to happen, like, all right, maybe they'll change, and, you know, and then here you're still living like you were in 1991. Like, really? I'm still going through the same drama I was back in 91? I'm the dumb dumb, and I have to change that.
They can make things sound so good, like, you know what? All right, you know what? I'm going to give it another chance, you know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's like, you just all smiles and everything like that, and all of a sudden, bam, just the devil.
Yeah, well, he's always on the beat, but he don't own nothing. The devil don't own nothing, so he might as well go right ahead.
I'm not playing.
Might as well go right ahead.
But, I mean, you know, the callers and listeners, we see you out there. The number to call, 646-200-3838. You have to press the 1 in order to get on the air with us, Stevens.
Yes.
If you don't press the 1, guess what? You're going to sit back and just listen to us, and that's fine, too.
But we would love
to
hear
your
opinion. That's right. We would love that input. We like the discussion. We like, you know, to open up these doors for a lot of people. You know, we can have some things that certain people are looking for, that answer to that question that they've been asking, and we might have that, and you might have that. But the only way
you might have the answer for me. Who knows?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So you got to press that 1 so we can actually hear you. We see the lines are actually lit up. So.
That's
crazy.
You know, that's just about as bad as people burning bridges.
So,
you know, you have a lot of people that burn bridges.
Right.
For sure.
As well as crossing the same bridges.
See, the thing about that is the difference is, Once that bridge is burnt, what you gonna do? Take a rowboat to get over there? Because ain't no
well, you know,
because you don't burn that down.
Well, now I'm a guilty one of that one too, because I've had people to burn bridges, and you know me being the soft heart person, it may take a minute, but I will let you back into, you know, but not like you were.
Right.
You know,
right.
Because I've had like a. One time a warrant was taken out on me. I mean,
she crazy.
This man gonna say that he was actually scared that I was gonna. I threatened to do bodily harm to him.
Shut
Mind
the front
you,
door.
This man was, wait a minute. This man was like 6'4".
Oh God.
260. This was maybe about 5 years ago. You know, and when we went to court, you know, I was really nervous because I ain't went through nothing like that.
Oh, you catching cases, girl?
Here I am, 5'3" now.
Oh, gosh. And he's threatened.
And, you know, when I went in, the judge was like, well, I'm going to use Mr. Man. Because I ain't calling no name. He ain't listening, but, you know, nevertheless. Mr. Man, he was like, Mr. Man, you said that this little short person right here threatened to do bodily harm to you. What can this woman do to you? Well, I just want her to learn a lesson. And, I mean, everybody in the courtroom just busted out laughing. And it was a couple of dudes in there like, man, you a punk.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I mean, you know, and he was like, well, you know, you all talk to the mediator.
We do have a dude on the phone, Diva. Barry, are you there?
Lord.
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
Hello.
I'm sorry. I cracked up laughing. Steve, crazy. Oh, my gosh.
You know what? I'm gonna leave my story alone. How are you today, Barry?
How are you?
Welcome to the Diva Squad, Barry.
How you doing, ladies?
We're
young
doing ladies. Great. We're doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Have you heard our topics for the evening?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to elaborate on either one? You can take your pick, whichever one you'd like to go first.
Yeah, repeat them again.
Okay.
I get it right.
Have your mate ever tried to make you feel guilty of his or her wrongdoings?
Yeah, everybody does that pretty much, because if you're doing something wrong, you know, you try to make yourself look good to put the guilty, you're trying to clear your conscience, so you try to blame another person pretty much.
Wow.
That makes sense.
I mean, we've all done it pretty much. I mean, nobody's perfect. So we try to flip the script, but it comes back. You know, it all comes to the light, no matter what. You know.
What you do in the dog comes to light.
That's
what
true.
You do in the wash will come out in the ringer. You're right.
That's right. Whatever comes, right, exactly.
That's the
truth. So, the second one, why do some people keep crossing bridges that they know would never change?
like we talked about before, it could be blind love or money. It could be kids. It could be a lot of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It matters. I mean, on every situation... I mean, sometimes you think the person could change. You think they might be sincere or they're just going through. Because everybody has weaknesses in some place. You know, and that's what it's called. Relationship is the work and nothing goes perfect. And you're supposed to support. But if the person keeps going over and abusing it over and over again, then you got to check yourself.
Yeah.
Check yourself and check them, too.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, you know, if you're going
to
keep letting them cross
point.
If you're going to keep letting them come back into your life, my thing is you the one with the problem.
Right.
You know, because obviously what, you can't find someone else? You just want to keep taking the crap? Seriously.
Right.
You know, I'm going to look at you like you really got some mental problems.
Right.
There's insecurity sometimes, you know. You
that's
could be
true.
Insecure.
That's what I said earlier. People not thinking higher of themselves. Insecurity is a big thing. It's major when you're insecure. Because you'll fall for anything at that point.
Need to realize there's somebody for everybody.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, I feel deep down within that when you have to keep crossing those same bridges, it's time for you to step back and take a look at yourself.
Analyze yourself, exactly.
Yes. Well, see, that's one of our creeds over here at the Diva Squad is self-examination. Because if you don't know yourself, you don't know what you want, you don't know where you're going, you don't know where you stand, then you're going to be living for somebody else.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes, you got to love yourself first.
And that's what it calls, and it comes to like codependency, when you become codependent.
That's codependency, absolutely.
Yes, we were talking about, I always talk about that.
That codependency. Where you think you have to have some, and that goes back to one of our shows we did on settling, because of fear. You have the fear of being alone. Well, I don't want to be alone, so I'm going to just deal with them anyway. Like T said before, peace of man is better than no man at all. Somebody has said that. That's right. No.
Yes.
You don't do that.
Right. I remember a wise woman, what I thought was a wise woman told me that one time growing up. Well, you'd rather have a piece of man than no man.
If I got to continuously go through hurt and pain, I don't want no man. I'm serious. I can hurt myself.
Exactly. And if you want to play the field, my thing is don't even get involved with anybody. You could date. That's fine. If you don't feel like you want to be tied down with a certain person or whatever, could just continue to date. Don't commit yourself to somebody.
Don't even call it dating. Just have your booty calls available.
Whatever.
That's what it is at the end of the day. You're not settling down with nobody.
No.
You know, you want to just keep kicking it with Sue, Sarah, and Jane. So, I mean, let it go. And, you know, you look at some people, you get to a certain age, it's time out for the crap. I mean, honestly, it's time out for it because, you know, you have to look at your children. Would you want somebody to do your kids like that?
Right.
You know, you'd be ready to flip the scripts, especially a man. If a man was to treat their daughters the way they treat some females, they'd be ready to kill that man.
Oh, please.
Right.
Oh, please. Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And then you got some of them, they don't care at all, regardless.
Well, you have some people out there that are like that just do not care, like really have no regards to anybody else's feelings. So, and people like that, you just got to stay away from.
Yeah.
And again, when you know yourself, you'll know what to look out for.
Right.
You're right.
So,
you can keep burning and crossing them if you want to. That's on you. Everybody's self on self.
But again, you try to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Yep.
You know, see, right. I can take 20 different mistakes, then I know you really have, something's going on. But when you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, then there's a problem. There's a problem.
Well,
with
I know it's a problem with that person
that.
Themselves. You know,
please.
When you just continuously keep taking, whether it's mental, physical, verbal, whatever abuse you're going through, you know, obviously mm-hmm. you like it.
Right.
So
right.
my thing is, I don't care who it is, my kids or whoever. If you like it, I love it.
I know that's right.
You know, I've said I'm not going to get involved in nobody else's more drama because
yeah.
it always turns out that I'm the worst one.
Then you get the short
right.
end of the stick. And that even when it comes to your children, once they become a certain age, the best I can do is advise them. I can't pick for you. I hope for the best for you. And I'm going to give you the best advice that I have. And if you don't take it, then there's nothing else I can do. Just stay away from me with it.
You can't pick and choose for me either.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what kids think they do, though? They think they become the parent at some point where, oh, I don't, why are you doing this? Why are you, you know what I'm saying? Uh-uh, we can recheck this situation right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have to just, you know, like you say, analyze self first.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't know your self-worth, then, you know, you'll settle for anything.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Anything and anybody, you know, regardless of what they do, they ain't got to be bringing nothing to the table. You just want them just because you want them.
Just because, just to say, it could be a point of where you just want them just to make somebody else mad, to piss somebody off.
Yeah.
Because I know somebody like that. This couple got married, and they said they did it just to piss people off. But guess what? They ain't even together now. Y'all did all of that for what? Marriage is a sacred thing.
Yeah.
People
that's
are
true.
Taking it too lightly nowadays, and they're forgetting why they're there. And that's just why you're in the position you are now, and you can't blame nobody but yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen some people go through it for years and years and years, then they end up marrying that person. And
marriage
is
convenient.
You got to be kidding me.
Low self-esteem.
Again, if you like it, I love it.
That's crazy.
Married for the wrong reasons, right?
Yep.
All the wrong reasons.
Yes.
Married for all the wrong reasons.
Yes. You know, because that's just like I had a friend of mine
that
could be
a show for us.
Now, him and his friend was going through some things,
mm-hmm.
and he had moved out. Well, he wasn't even gone a good month. He moved back, right? Well, I had said that I was engaged to and I was living with her, so I might as well went on murder. What?
Yeah.
I've never heard of such mess. Now you're really, really going through it. Because every time I talk to you, man, this chick getting on my nerves. She don't do
this. Yeah, it's always an issue, drama.
She running here, she being out this time. Buddy, guess what? I don't want to hear it. That's your problem. Mm-hmm. They're like, you got a serious personal problem.
Right.
So what do you plan on doing?
Right. Now what's your next step, though? Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Right. Like I said, marriage is convenience. Don't stay because it's convenient for you. You rarely hear people say anymore, oh, I'm marrying my best friend, the love of my life.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear any of that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You really don't. I know I don't. I can't speak for anybody else. But now it's like,
right.
oh, this man had a lot of money. That's my security blanket. Like,
But you know what?
You know.
I'm so glad that I've never been that tight about, you know, stupid for materialistic things.
Mm-hmm.
And money is also materialistic because
that's
it
number
will
one.
Take you out of your
exactly.
character. And you will stay with that person because that person will just give you a gift or a dollar just to keep you stranded. I mean, you know, but they doing what they want to do.
There's an echo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
Am I echoing?
Yeah.
No.
It's off
just,
now.
Yeah.
Oh, there it
no,
is.
No, there it is. It's back.
Hello? Nope, it's off now.
Yeah.
It's off now. It's down. But you know, it's just it's a sad situation, and hopefully we can come up with some kind of solution.
Oh,
to,
yeah.
Like, you know.
But you know, you can talk to a person till you blue in the face.
Right.
If they don't want to accept it, it's nothing we can do about it. You know, just
that's facts.
praying and hoping that, you know, hey, somewhere down the line they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Because if they don't, there's nothing we, again.
Well, you know.
We
either,
just won't be able to.
Yeah. Well, you have some situations where people actually lose their lives with crossing them same bridges.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? Because they either commit suicide or they end up getting killed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Homicide or suicide or both.
Exactly.
Murder, suicide.
Exactly. One way or the other, you're going out. And sometimes other people are, you know, innocent people are involved in taking them out. You know, whether they set your place on fire or whatever they do. Or they could just come and do a random shoot.
Right.
You know?
Right. You could be in that wrong place at the wrong time.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Because this fool didn't
know
how to handle
like
his emotions.
When if I'm around some of the people that I associate with, and they having some problems with a domestic violence or whatever, babe, get away from me.
Get away from me. I'll call somebody for you, but I'm gonna walk while I'm calling.
Exactly. Exactly.
And the thing is, you could get involved, and then they'll be back together, and then you looking
exactly.
like the fool.
Exactly.
It's true. True.
Been there,
and both of them end up hating you because, you know, you'd have ran your mouth, you know, and knowing good and well, that's why my oldest brother, I love him to death because I remember when I was married, he never would take sides, took sides with me and my husband. One time he went off on me for doing, treating him bad. You know, and I'm looking at him like, are you really my brother or his brother? You know, but like he said, when you're wrong, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
He don't
it doesn't
who
matter
you
who you are. That's true.
It takes
when
a real person to tell the truth because sometimes sometimes people side because of brother, sister, or cousin, or friend, but a real
person
will tell you the truth.
Barry, hold for one second.
We have our next caller. Kenny is on the line. Kenny, are you there?
Yes, I am. How you all doing?
Hi,
all
Kenny.
Right.
Hey, this is the Diva Squad, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, I was listening. It sounded more like the Lonely Hearts Club.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh, wait a minute. Wait.
Oh, yes, I did.
The Lonely Hearts Club? Are you serious?
Come on, now. Yes,
we were just talking about people in general.
You're talking
about
burning bridges
we're just having general conversation. We're not listening. Oh, my God.
I'm having some fun. Kenny,
don't come in here with your mess.
Kenny just popped us in the forehead. You know that he just popped us right in the doggone forehead.
But you know what?
Well, Kenny,
oh,
that's
my
Kenny.
Goodness.
Kenny, we have you here. We're not lonely anymore, Kenny. We have you here with us, so please help us out.
That is so sweet. That is really. I'm sitting here all by my lonesome listening to y'all and Barry, your brother Barry. You know, I have that insecurity. You know, I'm insecure because I won't get on the radio unless Barry's there.
Oh, God. This is the Lonely Hearts Club. You're in the right spot, then.
That's right. So let's change the subject about Lonely Hearts.
Goodbye. Oh, my gosh. That was funny. He said it sounded like the Lonely Hearts Club. When I listen to these archives, I'm going to be cracking up laughing at you.
That was a good one, Kenny. I got to give you that one.
Barry, finish saying what you were saying.
Okay, let me say. I'm gonna say something funny. Like I heard you say to you about you was like 5'7" and the guy was 6'4", 260.
It wasn't you. I didn't know you.
You described Barry to your team.
You didn't go to court yet. No.
What?
Barry.
Check this out.
Wait a minute.
You just asked me to speak, right?
I asked you to finish saying what you were saying. I ain't said nothing about us.
No, but I'm finishing. I want to say.
Go ahead. What you gonna say?
I want to hear what I want to really say.
Yeah.
I want to say did you really mean what you said last week?
What are you talking about?
When you said that you love me.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh.
You know what?
look what I
started. Oh, yeah, I really love you, Barry, and this and that. And, you know.
Oh.
On the archives.
You know
what? I got to go back and play the video.
Well, you can't take that serious because I was under the influence of medication. So if I love everybody, just not you and Pete.
That's dropping bombs. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
Wait a minute. Let me tell Barry this. Is that what you want me to do?
No, hey, wait. I'm just going by what you said.
This is not a love connection, sweetie.
I think that sometimes when you drink...
This is the love fantasy. This is love fantasy now.
Wait.
Whose fantasy is it? I'm just asking.
She was speaking about a lot of stuff. She was pouring it out, so...
She was pouring it out. What did I miss, Shane? You can miss one day on the Diva Squad.
Wait a minute, back to our topics. Kenny, how are you tonight? Did you hear the topic, Kenny?
Yeah, I heard about the topic on the burning bridges and that. You know, and I believe that we all do.
Wait a minute. The first one was, have your mate ever tried to make you feel guilty of her wrongdoings?
All the time. Ooh. You know, she always pointed the finger at me for her wrongdoing, but she didn't know that there was three pointing right back at her when she was pointing the finger at me.
Say it, Kitty.
That's a given. You know, you point your finger at somebody, play the brain game. And that's where you do have to look yourself. You do have to check yourself. You have to look in that mirror.
Absolutely.
You do. You got a point there.
Yeah, and that's it, you know. In a relationship, you have to take full responsibility of your actions.
That's right.
You know, and if you're not, you're not being true to yourself and to your partner.
That's right.
Right.
And if you're, if you can't, like I say, you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Get out of the kitchen.
And that's where that heat comes to going out and burning the bridge.
Yes, right.
You know, but what I know about burning bridges is that we can't rebuild them, but the Lord can.
Yeah.
He can do it. Anything's possible.
He says, with men it is impossible, but with God, all things are
possible. All things are possible.
And I know that He's the one that can, but we have to change too.
That's right.
It starts with us.
Yeah.
You know, and like I say, if you're going to go ahead and blame somebody, you know, you got to look at those three fingers when you're pointing them.
Well, see, you know what? Hold on 1 second. A lot of people always say, well, I'm not going to change for anybody. If everybody had that concept that I'm not going to change for anybody, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, where it already is, in a hell basket.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to change.
A wise man will change, but a fool will never change. A fool is going to always be where he is because he has that attitude. I'm not changing for anybody. No self-examination.
Right.
Not checking themselves.
If you really love that one, you will change.
You'll change. For the better, absolutely.
Is that the one that the Lord has for you, that one, that special one, then you are going to change for her.
Yeah.
And and you're going to sacrifice everything for her.
True.
You know, and
well,
that,
I don't
that's,
know about
that's,
going
that's,
over
that's
there.
A,
I ain't going all out like
you know,
that. Go
now,
see, if
now,
you don't want to love me,
key?
I ain't going to love you.
Now, is that T on the other end? Okay, listen. Now, she was describing Barry to the T. When you were describing a man 6'3", and that's what came to my mind was, describing Barry.
Whoa.
Well, okay. It wasn't him. It wasn't him.
I didn't know him
5 years ago. And Barry,
right.
You stop your because
I said my piece, so
anyway, talk about we ain't been to court yet.
No, we
ain't going no court.
Let me find out, T.
Hey, you know, this is how it starts.
Let me tell you something. That's really on the truth note. I had two girlfriends, like 5'2", 5'3", and they abused me, and I'm 6, and I'm like, and my friend said, go.
You know, we know how big you are, Bear. She described you.
And I was supposed to go get an order of protection. I said, how am I going to go to the police station, get an order of protection against a 5'2", 105-pound girl?
Well, I ain't no 105. No,
because they were supposed to hit me with stuff, and yeah, I'm not going to hit a little girl like that, but I mean, I was abused, especially my last marriage. My wife used to flip, and when one time I used to come home, I thought we was robbed because plants were thrown over, all the dresser drawers were turned over. And I called my mother-in-law up. I said, oh, my God, we've been robbed. And she said, oh, did you have an argument? She said, yeah. She said, oh, that's just how she reacts because, you know, you never know nobody until you really live with them. And I thought,
oh, yes.
It just got worse and worse. She said,
you probably was throwing the blame on her about your wrongdoings, but anywho. Next caller.
Next caller, come on in.
Oh.
Barry, man.
She's trying to just like this topic said, she's trying to divert her mess from.
Yeah, man, go ahead. Yeah. Yeah, they'll do that.
But,
go ahead.
With that being said, y'all hold your stones up. We're going to go to our song, and then we're going to come back. We're going to do Diva Mail. We're going to do it a couple of minutes early today.
All right.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love, fantasy, and the Diva Squad. Rach,
I got my eyes on you. You're everything that I see. I won't show high love and emotion. Endlessly, I can't get over you. You left your mark on me. I won't show high love and emotion. Endlessly, cause you're a good girl and you know
it. Diva Squad.
The Diva Squad. The Diva Squad.
I got my eyes on you. You're everything that I see. I want your high love and emotion. Endlessly, I can't get over you. You left your mark on me. I want your high love and emotion. Endlessly, cause you're a good girl and you know it.
GQ Palace Radio.
You act so different around me.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Just hold on, we're going home. It's hard to do these things alone. Just hold on, we're going home.
This is Taisha, and on Wednesdays, 7 to 9, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio Station. Loving is loving is loving is loving. GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace.
Hey,
yo, this is the mayor. And I'm not giving it to people on the sports tip, man, letting them know what time it really is in the world of sports. I'm checking out the Diva Squad, man, every Wednesday on GQ Palace Radio.
Yo, what up? What up, peace world? This your boy, Mellow Man Ace. Right now, you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
Oh, just hold on, I'm going home. Just hold on, I'm going home. It's hard to do these things alone. Just hold on, I'm going home.
It is now time for Rachel with the Diva Man. 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 Diva Man.
Diva Man. Yes, hold on. Hold on.
Hey, we're going home.
Everybody got jokes tonight, huh?
Oh. Oh, wow. Well, we have now entered the portion where we put a little twist in the show. Either we do Diva Mail or Finish This Phrase. We haven't done Finish This Phrase in a while, but I have several lined up for later. However, tonight we do have Diva Mail. Are you all ready?
Yeah.
All right. Dear Diva, I've been married for 7 years. And a relationship for a total of 15. Since
what happened, Boo Boo?
The marriage over? Is the marriage over?
Sounds like blended, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
Just hold on, folks. She'll be right back. It's just, you know, a little technical difficulties. She ain't running. You know, we was already on the court situation. People going to court and all kind of things like that.
Right. And people falling in love in a week. I don't know what's going on really tonight.
I wish somebody would enlighten us. Like, damn, did we miss
it? Well, I wish Barry would have enlightened me about what he's talking about.
Go to the archives, that's it.
No.
It
no
wasn't
Barry.
From last week, was it?
Yes, it was, but it like was? I said, it doesn't matter because I was under the influence of medication, so I might say it in it.
Wait a minute, I'm back.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Stay by
yourself. I don't know how much. I don't know how much you all heard, but I'm just reading and reading and we reading. We ain't heard nothing.
Is the marriage over? That's what we heard. You was married about 15 years out. Period.
Oh Lord. Okay. Dear Diva, I've been married for 7 years and in the relationship for a total of 15. Since day one, his mother has always been involved in our everyday lives. My husband is such a mama's boy. I never have him completely to myself because he's always looking for his mother's opinion on everything. He stops by her house every time he leaves our house, even if it's for groceries. She's always treated me as if she's jealous of me and gives me the evil eye for nothing at all. I thought that once you marry, your mom takes the back seat. Is it okay for your mother-in-law to come before you in a marriage?
Wow.
Read that again.
Now, can I go first on that? Because the answer to that is not no, but hell no.
Well, my thing is, I ain't married to mama, so I don't care what she act like. I ain't got to go around her.
Hey, listen. Some points like that, you do have mama's voice, but when he takes that vow to become your husband or your wife or whatever the situation is, your mother becomes secondary because now you've created your own family when you took them vows. Now it's about me and my wife. You know what I'm saying? And he has to, you know, respectfully put his mother in her place.
I would know how to do that
if I
you wouldn't know how to do it?
I would know how to do it. Get them both together and have them stand face to face and her get a pair of scissors and go cut the umbilical cord.
He's trying to cause a bloodbath. Oh my God, Kenny.
You know, go ahead right there and you just see. Hey, listen, I need to cut this. This has been going on for 15 years now. And you could, and that's what you do. That would get the
and
point
that's
15 across.
Too many.
You know? So
I mean,
just
seriously,
know how,
but you have some families that's like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they don't want to share their family members. But I've never been like that. And any sister-in-law that comes, because I got more brothers than I only got one sister now. But any sister-in-laws that come into our family, you better act like you know. I mean, you know, but we ain't trying to take nobody from nobody. But don't ever cross my brother.
Especially 2 feet, T5'3", got people 6'4", take a heart of coil. I better have your mind right.
Oh my goodness.
God, that was funny, T. I swear.
But like I said, you know who it wasn't, but they think it was. They have
who
some
it was
over there this tonight.
But now, on the real though, when that man has to really, like I said, respectfully put his mother in her place, like, listen. And like you said, Kenny, get them both together. We ain't going to have no bloodbath, but we gonna iron the situation out right now, and this is how it's going to be. He gotta put his big man drawers and take some underoos off and put on some boxes.
He gotta take off his tidy whities,
right?
They call some tidy whities and put on some boxes. Because you know, at the end of the day, this man gotta go home with his wife. He's supporting his wife and family, well, which is that, not a lot of that going on nowadays anyway. Unless you're a professional athlete. And, you know, but this is how it's supposed
and wait
to
be. A minute, if they're a professional athlete, they might not be going home to their wives. They might be going home to their girlfriends. They have the money to go ahead and have condos all over the United States when they go ahead into town to play a different team in that.
Well, see, you know, at that point now, they're paying for their spouses. They pass.
Yeah.
They pacify them with material things, and that goes to show you what type of person that they marry. You understand? Not all situations, for the most now. It's like, I can buy you. Like Kobe Bryant. Look at Kobe Bryant and his wife's situation.
Right.
Yeah. He married somebody that was materialistic, that likes material things. And
exactly.
Right.
That's called the gold digger.
That's what I say about a lot of those females that marry these men with money and everything, especially if they ain't got none. You know, you doing it for the, because they ain't got to look like nothing.
Yeah.
And there you go. But at the end of the day, like I said, I ain't marry your mama, your sister, brother, aunt, or none of them.
I married you.
If you don't put them in check, I will, and I don't think you want that.
Well, and see, I don't know if y'all ever heard that song by Kelly Price. You're not my daddy, you're my man.
Oh, yes.
Time you understand.
Yeah.
That's a song
right there is definitely, it would be appropriate for my IG but mail tonight because it's true. And you're not mama, I'm a girl. So, you know, people got to know their position. You got to know your position.
Exactly.
Yeah. So your position. Listen, this is my wife. My wife comes first. And I'm not talking about wifey, girlfriend. I'm talking about my wife or my husband. So,
Wow.
Not just because we living together, you know. Yeah, because we shacking up.
Even if we living together, you ain't gonna be able to tell. You ain't gonna be going to your mama.
Yeah, you right.
Problem.
You right.
And she ain't gonna control what's going on in my home.
Right. You right.
Not. Sure.
Yeah, I just think that's a little disrespectful. Now, if she goes at him, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, son, or you know. I'm just gonna talk to you between me and you or whatever, but still, he still gotta know. Like, Mom, listen, I love my wife. You know, we go through problems. Everybody has them.
Yeah.
Everybody goes through problems.
Yeah, but
everybody,
you know, sometimes
I gotta handle my household.
Like if they really going through things like that, I feel like a lot of them have. That's what they went through in life.
So now you trying to justify and run his life. You can't do it.
Yeah.
True. So true.
You know, it is what it is. But the number to call, 646-200-3838. Press that 1 to get on the Divas and these two Dons that we got.
Yeah, man. The Dons from the Lonely Hearts Club. We're the guys from the Lonely Hearts Club.
You're going to
be a new segment.
You're going to knock that off or we're going to have to mute you.
That's easy for you to do. All you got to do is press a button.
That was a good one, though, Kenny. I got to give you credit.
Yeah, that was funny. I like that. He said the Lonely Hearts
Club. I'm talking about Barry and I.
Okay.
Y'all might be. He's trying to pretend to not be lonely, but I ain't going to do it. I ain't doing it for the vine.
You ain't going to do it for the vine.
I ain't going to do it.
Do it for the vine or not.
Okay, so don't mute me there, dear. Don't mute me.
No, we ain't muting you. We're not going to mute you.
Okay.
You straighten things out. You clarified things. We don't have to mute you now.
Kenny trying to play Cupid. What the hell is going on for real?
Who's me playing Cupid?
You trying to play Cupid.
Believe me. I'm not 5'2".
Let's go back to our topics.
Y'all done started some mess up in here, T.
I ain't doing it.
Hey, you know what?
But
I could just go ahead. I could go ahead and blame it on the meds too.
Non-playoff players, yeah.
Blame it on somebody else.
Constant Divas, we must pause. We have none other than our exec, Miss Lavina Polite, on the line. Miss Lavina, are you there?
We got to straighten up now.
Okay, so look, the funniest thing was, what was it, Kenny?
The Lonely Hearts Club.
Okay. So I guess I called into the Lonely Hearts Club, a.k.a.
My God, no. No. We're not aiming at that one.
Hey, we're spending our time right now. We're not on a date.
Oh, my God.
Yo.
And then T, you tell him, Barry, you love him last week, and he's remembering all excited.
Well, he doesn't want to hurt him.
Excited. He's excited.
Yeah, he is.
And then T, you describing Barry, his height and everything.
Remember, it was the meds. Wow.
Oh, my God. I missed 1 week of the show, and I missed a whole bunch, man.
You missed it all.
Yeah, you did.
I missed a whole bunch. Now we're the Lonely Hearts Club. You got somebody playing Cupid. We got people telling them they love them. High on pain, man.
I'm going
to have to see if I can get the switchboard operator to put you on mute, Lavina. Keep on.
Why? You the one told him you love him.
Right. You gotta stop muting yourself, T.
Information.
Rachel,
there you go.
Wait a minute, Rachel. Did you hear me say that?
You gotta
that
take
last
ownership.
This is from Miss Lavina.
You gotta take ownership.
Because you said it.
Look, you were kind of like this last week.
From Popeye.
I know I was. I listened to the archives, but I never heard the part. Barry wants me to tell him I love him.
But you messed that up, buddy. So we ain't going to even talk about that.
Tell them you love them, see?
Nope. I ain't going to do it. Ain't going to do it. No, don't set yourself up, G. Don't do that.
Oh,
I ain't
okay,
going to do
I'm
it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. G, don't kill me. Well,
oh, you know you got it coming.
It's too late, Via.
You know.
It's too late.
You wait. Wait till I talk to my little brother, Rich. No, he's just as bad. I don't want to hear him.
I don't want to hear that.
Look,
he listened and he about to get you too,
because
that was funny.
He probably is. But okay, Miss Lavina, Divine Queen, have your mate ever tried to make you feel guilty of his wrongdoing?
Ooh, has he? Mm. I'm going to keep the fence because he's listening. No, it's not.
Uh-oh. Well, you know what? You somebody from your past relationship. We're going to leave this one alone for the present.
Let me stop playing with y'all. Bobby sleeping on the couch tonight.
Uh-oh. Listen, we ain't trying to ruin nobody's relationship here at the Deepest Spot.
Oh, God. Yeah, Let me stop playing with that. No, but I'm having some fun. Guilty for their wrongdoing. Yes, I'm going to have to say yes.
I can tell what it was.
Okay. I was talking to this gentleman, and he was a big whore. He was terrible. He was the biggest, you know, I've ever met, let me tell you.
He was a monger.
Yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm, all of that. He always acts a fool. And one day I was at his house and he went to the store, but I was talking to him on the phone that we use to communicate on. Well, another phone was ringing in the room that I was sitting in. Get it? Wow.
Okay.
Two phones. I didn't know about the other phone.
Oops.
Wow.
Oops.
Oh. I didn't know about the other phone. And then when I tried to find the phone that was ringing, I found it, and I looked at it, and he said it was all my fault because I shouldn't have read his messages on his phone.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you shouldn't have lied. You shouldn't have not. You should have kept. Shouldn't have kept it from me.
I want to call people. Let's call them up.
I know that's right.
Let's
that's
have a conversation.
Like so much fun.
What that song?
That
what
before.
That song? Woman to Woman. Let's talk about it.
Or even the one he played us both.
Yeah, Queen. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Look,
the second one was
fool that day.
Who? Yes. But the second one was, why do some people keep crossing bridges that they know would never change?
It could be a couple of things to me. I think one could be like insecurity. One could be a fear of being alone, you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Some people don't want to be alone, so they tend to settle for different things in their relationship.
Hold that thought for a minute. There must be a party going on tonight. We have none other than Selena. Selena's on the line. Lena, are you there?
Yes,
I am.
Is that a round of applause?
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Hey. You get a double round of applause.
Oh, wow. I see. How is everybody?
It's a party.
Good. How are you?
We got Lavina and Selena on. Such a party tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, Lena. Hey.
Did you hear our topic for tonight?
I did, actually. I did.
Uh-huh.
Good topic.
I'm sure you got some stories for us too, right, Selena?
You know what? I didn't even have time to think about it. I didn't have time to think about the first question, but the second one, I can say there's definitely quite a few reasons why people do that. I can say the number one reason is a lot of people do it for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I
never thought about that one.
Yeah, for the kid, even though, you know, they stick it out for however many years and they know it's not going to change, but they think that, you know, they should stick around for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
which to me is unhealthy for the kids in the long run. But
that's true.
They think they're doing something good for the kids by staying together.
Especially if it's abusive.
Right, right.
Yep, yep.
You know, because, you know, after a while, you know, you can do it quietly for a minute, but after a while, it's going to get loud. Those kids
right.
are going to realize what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And like you say, you know, you stay there for, what, a few years, and then you still end up breaking up or whatever. You're
uh-huh.
still hurting a kid.
Right. Worse so yeah. than when they were younger.
Exactly. You should have left then.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, that's
yes.
usually what happens.
Yep.
Right,
but
right.
That first one, like I said, it was saying, have your mate ever tried to make you feel guilty of his wrongdoings?
Yeah, thinking about it, I can just think of a basic one. When he's got all kinds of things going on his phone, and then he finds a reason to go through yours, and he, you know, finds something very, very insignificant and makes a big deal about it. Because he's,
yeah.
he's got a bunch of stuff going on his.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Mm-hmm. So they try to do it to yours.
He's childish.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Yeah. I like that one.
But you know what? 9 times out of 10, they ain't going to want to let you see theirs.
Oh, of course not. Of course not. But the reason they're going through yours is because, you know.
Of what's going on in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You won't even get the opportunity to touch theirs.
Wow, the
man
show did get quiet.
They
got
World War II. On that thing so thick the head will split if you try to figure it out.
World War III,
yep.
But
right,
why
right.
did men get so quiet when Selena got on it?
Hey, no, I don't know Selena, but I was going to say that's a lot of trust problems that they're having, you know, when that
yeah.
happens, you know. And you have to trust, you know, your mate. But then again, you know, usually we get the blame for everything, so...
Oh, that's not true.
Yeah, come on now. we get the finger pointed at us. As you remember, I was saying earlier, well, there's 3 point right back at you.
Most of the time it's y'all that's doing all the dirt.
Okay.
You've given them a reason.
Somebody's going to have to stand up and take responsibility for their actions, you know.
Right.
And that's where trust comes, you know, and that's what you have to do. You have to stand up and take ownership of what you do in life. You know, if you don't, then, you know, those fingers are going to be pointed at you. And you're going
to
be pointed
at you. Supposed to, but a lot of people don't take responsibility for
their
actions.
Usually not, men
you know?
And women.
Right,
yeah.
They point the finger at each other versus taking that full responsibility for their own actions, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right, and again,
that
comes into the next question that was at hand. They point the finger at the other one because of their wrongdoing. So it goes
because
down.
Of their wrongdoing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I say something?
You know.
Oh,
Lord. Oh, wait. All the girls always come saying, oh, he's cheating and he's this and that, but you know what? If he's cheating, there's always another woman accepting him, or, you know. A man
well,
can't cheat with another woman letting him.
If that's what you're looking for.
But,
huh?
but you know what? You know what's funny, though? There's always another woman, but there's always another man. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know what? I never pointed the finger at another woman because that woman is not obligated to you. So
what she chooses to do in her own personal life,
unless she's my sister or somebody really close to me, then, you know, then she's being disrespectful. But if she's, I mean, she's not obligated to me in any way. So she's free to live her life however she wants to.
Wait, hold on.
But you know what? She's not the guilty party no way.
Right.
You don't know what he told her.
Exactly.
Oh, get out of here. Wait.
Exactly.
You know what I say? I'm going to
shut this out right now. Okay.
That female owes you no loyalty.
Exactly.
You know?
That's
the loyalty isn't to you. So it's
right,
like, who are you? You're nothing to that person.
Exactly.
I completely agree.
Chances are she don't even
okay,
know
it takes
you.
If a girl asks 10 guys, if you're in a club and a girl asks 10 guys to go home with them, how many guys are going to say no out of 10?
None.
He's going to ask 10 girls. How many girls?
Hey, wait a minute. Depending if, you know, some of them are married.
But I'm going to help with that, though. When you think about it, if you're in the club, if the lighting is it lit? Is it dark? Is she butt ugly?
I'm
giving
Are
the
you
guys
on the medication like
Steve
was last
credit.
Week?
Oh, the girl
I'm
could, I mean, a girl could always get a guy quicker than a guy can get a girl. That's facts.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know that.
Yeah, but you
Absolutely.
Said 10. What happened if she was just like, oh, my God, if she was a hot mess, would you go home with her?
No, not, I'm just saying, but in general, you know that ladies can pick up a man quicker than a man can pick up a woman.
Right. Of course.
Right.
And I was trying to help y'all out, give y'all some credit.
I try to stay out of them places there, Barry.
Lorena done helped me out twice tonight, so she's all good. I agree with everything.
Listen, if you wake up
Barry.
If I do say,
she helped
Barry.
Me out with nothing.
You done put everything
You know
on?
What, Barry?
All good.
If I do wake up and I say yes, and I wake up and it just so happens to be not that beautiful woman that I thought was, then I go ahead and blame it on the drinks or the medication that I was on.
Well, I hope when you wake up with a mom on that one, what you thought was a woman, I hope it's somebody had a drag
queen. Go ahead and chew your arm off.
Drop a palm on that one.
Now you know what, see, that is so good. I'm starting to think you might know Kenny. Because he calling you out, girl.
Yeah, he really is.
You know, the Barry that sit up there and told Kenny a lot of mess. I don't know Kenny. I just know it from calling him.
Hey, Kenny, did I tell you anything?
Oh, no, I'm not calling her out. No.
He said I was about to go to court. I heard
if,
that
if
part.
I'm in a,
you want Barry.
If I'm in a bar, I'm drinking, and I'm usually would be taking medication, you know. and that's how I live my life in the past.
Well, I don't
you know?
Live my life taking medications, and I vowed to myself today that I would take my medication early.
Shut up, Barry.
How much she loves him and regret it the next week.
Oh, my.
Barry's not going to read.
My thing
Barry's
is,
not gonna
what,
read.
Barry, you have talked to me just about every single day since then. Why did it take you today to ask that? What is this about?
So
what?
Now
what?
I'm getting ready to bust your bubble.
Okay,
uh-huh.
There.
Wait.
Well,
see,
here we go. Wait, let me duck first before y'all start shooting. Let me go.
Wow.
Hey,
don't even go there.
Drop the
bomb. Hey, Barry,
see,
you should blame that on me because
talk about
Barry
the
hung
spirit
up.
Spirit told him to say it.
Barry hung up? Hey, Barry, you can blame that on me, because I told you to call her.
I can't.
I said, blame that on me, Barry. Tell her, hey, I told you to call her.
Hey, she told me every morning.
The Lonely Hot Club Band.
See, now you know what?
She said, hey, honey, how you doing?
Out there. Oh, my God. T, girl, duck. He's shooting right now. Duck.
I'm
duck. Every morning, T?
Every morning. Matter of fact, I went to the gym.
Barry, the one, I'm going to tell Evangelist.
I'm going to tell the truth. Hey, Lavina.
He's trying to get up in my flesh.
Lavina, absolutely.
Wait. Now I got to duck and close my ears.
Evangelist called me this morning, and I ran out to go to the store, went to the gym. She called me like 11. Where were you? Where you been? And I said, what?
Barry,
I just ran to the gym.
You almost
yeah,
say
yeah.
you say, son, I ain't had no business saying.
I asked Barry earlier.
Now you're going a bit too far.
I'll leave it alone.
Go ahead, Rachel. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Rachel. Selena, have you heard our Diva Mail?
I have not. Not until you told me tonight on text.
Okay. Yes, we do have a second portion of our show, which normally comes around 8 o'clock. where we have either finished this phrase or a diva mail. Lately, we've been doing so many diva mails because we've had so many mails. But we're going to go back to finish this phrase. Probably in a couple weeks. Maybe I'll add one in next week or the week after. However, here's our Diva Mail for tonight. Dear Divas, I've been married for 7 years, in the relationship for a total of 15 years.
since day one, his mother has always been involved in our everyday lives. My husband is such a mama's boy. I never have him completely to myself because he's always looking for his mother's opinion on everything. He stops by her house every time he leaves our house, even if it's for groceries. She has always treated me as if she's jealous of me and gives me the evil eye for nothing at all. I thought that once you marry your mom takes a back seat. Is it okay for your mother-in-law to come before you in a marriage? What would you say?
I would say absolutely not. And not for nothing, if you were with him for so many years before you got married, I'm sure it was the same way then, and I wouldn't have married him.
Exactly.
Because I'm sure it's not something that happened just overnight. You've seen it. So
right.
He already, I'm sure, showed you what it was going to be like, and so did the mother-in-law. So absolutely
right.
Not. I wouldn't have married him.
Yes. She says she's always felt some type of way about the mother-in-law. Well, she's been married 7 years and with him for 15, and she says since day one, the mother has always been involved in everything, giving her the evil eye, and, you know, he'll, so, yeah, there were so many red flags about that.
But yeah, like
that was a red flag.
Yeah, like
right.
That's even like getting into like an abusive relationship with somebody that was physically abusive to another chick or a dude or whatever the situation is, and you see him do this to his ex, and then you still get with him and think that this is gonna be different with me. I'm not that chick. Excuse me.
Right.
When something is in a person, it's in them. It doesn't matter who they're with.
Now that I have to disagree with.
Really?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and I say that only because a lot of women accept and put up with certain things that other women wouldn't put up with. So if a man
That's
knows
true.
That he can get away with certain things with certain women, they're going to get away with it. Why wouldn't they? But when that next woman won't put up with it, they necessarily won't do it.
That's sometimes. But let me tell you something.
Right.
If it's something that's in a man, if it's in him to be abusive, He's not going to do it for a while, but after a while, listen, it's going to come out of him because it's already in him.
That can be true.
It's going to take a lot of willpower for him to suppress that. And like you said, some women, they hold themselves at different standards. You're right. That's true. That's a true statement. I'm not going to put up with that. I'm not going to deal with you. As soon as it come out, then I'm dumping you.
Right.
You don't understand what I'm saying? Then I'm going to dump
you.
You know, you have some people that it's just in them, and it's hard. It's hard for... It takes a lot of willpower and a lot of Christ to keep that stuff suppressed.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Even with ourselves, sometimes my tongue can get reckless. I cuss my boss out in a minute.
Mine too.
I got to pray before I go to work every morning, like, Lord, just help me to control my tongue. Because, I know how I can get. So, but, yeah, it's crazy. But when a man gets married, again, his wife becomes first. That's
Absolutely.
Who's first,
Absolutely.
Not your mother.
Yes. Right,
true. So, and like you said, and if you seen that mama's boy, don't think you can marry a man to change him.
Right, absolutely not. And it's up to him to put his mom in check, not for you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, but my question is, what happens if he doesn't put his mom in check?
Then you got to check him. Like, listen, I got to check on other things. I got to check on another relationship.
Exactly.
But again, he should have had that already done before you married him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
True.
Yeah. But if he wasn't...
Yeah, I'm sorry. That should have been taken at birth.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
That biblical cord should have been cut at birth.
I'm sorry,
you know, if they've been in a relationship for 15 years and she didn't know, I mean, she's had to always know that she's still married to God, you know.
Right.
But that had to be taken at birth or sometime during that 15 years or before even they got married, that cord had to be cut. And she never took that step to do it, you know, to have him, you know, either her or I, you know?
Right.
But, you know,
that thing had to happen
within that year. You know, if you seen this going on, you should have spoke on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it should have been straightened out within that year.
Right.
Hell,
exactly.
I don't think it can be
fucked. You don't wait no 15
after
years to fuck
years,
away.
No, there is no straightening out.
After
7 years, ain't no straightening it out.
No,
right. You know,
exactly.
If you didn't get it together from the beginning, then you're not going to get it together.
Time to walk in the other direction.
Right. Yep.
But now she's got to deal with it, you know?
Yeah.
She's got to deal with that.
Did somebody
say
hot bricks?
She didn't take action.
I said hot bricks.
I was going to say, somebody pulling the Al Green up in here? Let me find out. Isn't that Al Green done too?
Oh, bricks.
That's hot
bricks.
Okay.
Bricks.
Okay. I said bricks. I ain't said nothing about no bricks.
B-R-I-C-K-S.
Ding, ding.
The wife do grits on him while he's taking a bath.
Ding, ding.
Callers, we see you out there. We see the live on this. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press that 1 because we're on fire up in here.
Yes. I popped over the Diva Squad.
Especially, I got me cracking up tonight. Stomach hurting, boy. I got to go back and check the archives when I get off.
Ooh,
see who was misconstrued about what went on last week.
Well, honey, I guess everybody going to be hearing something that I didn't hear. Wait, didn't you hear it?
I did not hear, and you know, no, a quote unquote face to face "I love you" type of thing. No, I did not.
Thank you, thank you, Diva.
Ding ding.
The
gloves are coming off.
However, you know, maybe like,
wrong answer.
Maybe at the end of the show or something, or when Barry was about to get off, you know, I'm glad that I called him tonight. Love you, ladies, or something like that. And he was like, oh, yeah, love you, too. Some, you know, that type of thing.
Oh,
that was bad.
Oh, come
good.
On.
Thank you, Rachel.
Survey says, wrong answer.
I can tell y'all that's what
that
he wanted here.
It kind of sounds like you want her to tell you that.
Thank you. You see,
well,
you got quiet, right?
Hey, don't you go changing your story now. Don't switch it up.
No, don't you switch it. You come on out and say what you want
to
say.
Oh, she told
that's what they telling you.
Hey, I just like to say this.
Hey,
Meg,
you love me. If you
well,
sorry.
I'm sorry
that she loves Poppy.
Did you say Poppy?
Uh-oh. Go to his head.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
a lot of shooting going on tonight.
Do you got another question for us?
All right, so that was the two topics that you guys had?
Yeah, what's the next question?
I'm sure we could pull out another topic up the bag.
Do a finish the phrase there, Rachel.
Finish the phrase. All right, y'all talk while I go into my email. Hold on.
Our internet users, the number is 646-200-3838. Plus the 1 to go on live to kick it with the Diva Squad, myself, Angie, Miss T, and Miss Rachel. Listen,
okay.
It goes down over here at GQ Palace Radio.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Finish this phrase. I enter my house. Find out that someone broke in my house. I find out that it was my mate's best friend. I would
split the hair to the white meat.
I would be in jail right now for choking somebody out.
Hey, can I ask,
white meat.
Can I say something there?
Yeah, sure.
I would check my medicine cabinet for my meds.
You know what?
He really stuck on his meds tonight. Listen, you talking some meds tonight, Kenny, or something?
I hate my meds.
What's that? I didn't hear that.
No, but all seriousness, I know somebody would, I probably would be locked up as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Somebody going to get their head split open, too.
Listen, that happened to me. One of my cousins stole my son's bike. He tried to front like he did. He took the bike around the corner to his friend's house, took it apart, and the friend told on him. My brother had to lay hands and feet on him, because listen, we work off our money. You can come in, get a doggone job. You ain't got to be stealing people's stuff.
Right.
And it's a known fact, if you don't work, you're going to steal. I had that experience. I had just bought my son a $400 scooter. It was an electric scooter. And the nighttime came. He only had it for like 2 days. Nighttime came. We didn't have a chain for it yet, so we would just lay it against a tree. It was a really small community, small neighborhood. But the next morning, we woke up and the motorbike was not there. And come to find out, it was someone that was really close to us that was seen down and took it and sold it. We never recovered it, but I tell you, when I found out who it was, we went to the girl's house. We took every single bicycle out the yard, threw on top of my vehicle, and drove away with them. We did. And when I found her, I think I put in a head. I was much younger, but I put in a headlock, picked up off the ground, threw her down. But, I've experienced it.
I mean, it hurts. You know, especially when you work so hard for something.
You work hard for your money. You work hard.
But I know anybody that I know that has a job works hard for their money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, long hours, you're away from your family and all that stuff, too, so your family could have nice things.
Yeah, but you know what? That's not even.
Going to be always stealing my stuff.
But that's not even, to me, as hurtful as how upset your kids are when they're missing stuff that you just bought them.
Exactly.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah, that's crazy.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's disrespectful. I'm not going to be disrespected. I'm sorry.
Can I share something with you guys?
Sure.
You know, about stealing. You know, I was at this job. I worked at a printing company in Pompano Beach. And there was this guy that worked at the night shift. And this guy, he worked during the day shift up in the offices. He would come down when his shift was over, and he would go and steal a couple cigarettes out of my cigarette pack. Now, this guy, I didn't know the guy. I mean, I kept my pack on the table there, the break table, and my supervisor approached me a couple days after that. He goes, "Do you know this guy's doing it?" And I said, "No." And so I watched him do it. So I decided to set him up. So I went ahead and went to a magic shop and got those cigarette loads, and I put the cigarette loads in every cigarette that was in that pack. You know, and so the next day, he goes ahead, he picks up a paper. He thinks he's real smooth. And then I'm watching him, and he reaches over, grabs my pack of cigarettes, he takes a couple out. But he got the idea when he lit it up in his car, and he never did it again. And, you know, you go ahead and you set that person up, you know, to be humiliated, you know, and also knowing that, hey, we know what's going on.
All right.
You know, if that person is a good friend or it's a family member and he's coming into your house to steal something, then you just set them right up.
But
set them
you,
up
know,
real
you do
good.
It to me once. I ain't planning on for it to happen twice now.
Yeah, I ain't gonna get out.
No, you just it won't happen after you know that he knows that you know that he did it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you come in my home and steal something, you don't get that second chance.
Right.
No,
right.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I understand
right,
what you're saying,
I'm going ahead.
It's going to be something waiting on you the next time you come in there. But you know what? It won't be a next time, especially if I know you the one took it.
Right.
Because I'm like, well, the only way you'll be coming in there, I'm locked up.
But I plan on for your head to be split so wide open, you ain't going to be able to go to nobody.
Go over to the hospital.
This is getting really violent. This is really violent here. Splitting heads open now.
Yeah. You got to do what a baby got to do.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But anywho.
Anywho.
Oh, Lord. Lavina.
Don't worry. I won't be calling you guys every Wednesday.
No, you can. You're more than welcome. You're
definitely
more than welcome to.
But you must behave yourself.
Yeah, I try. But like somebody was saying, you can't tame the tongue.
That's what I thought it was.
So I'll go ahead and blame it on the tongue.
Uh-oh.
Tongue is wicked.
I'm telling you, we can't tame it. It says it in the Bible.
Yep.
No man can tame it.
Uh-oh. Well, I'm still going to pray for that.
Because
I can give a bad tongue lashing, but I'm transformed.
Oh, I bet sweet.
But
me too, Lavina.
I'm just saying, a tongue lashing back in the day, I can get that in like less than 5 seconds. But I'm just saying.
I just don't give them an
idea. You know what I do today? Instead of doing the tongue talk and get out of hand like that, I go ahead and go to scripture.
Oh, yeah.
We
ain't going to the scripture today.
Ye are without sin, cast the first stone. You know, go with that.
What'd you say, Lavina?
I said he didn't go to scripture tonight when he called out alone to people.
Yeah, right?
Lonely Hearts Club, ain't it? Go and tell the truth about
it. Ain't in the Bible.
The Lonely Hearts Club.
This could be a new show for you girls, you know? Hey, all of us are on here. We're not out on a date. We're not in a bar.
Bar? Why you gotta be in a bar?
Bar.
First it was a club, now it's a bar.
Or a club, as you guys are clubbing it.
Next we're going to be in, where we going to be next? Up in the
in
up
church.
In hotels or what?
In church.
Anywho, Dons and Divas, time is becoming of essence. And
and T, you got the nerve to be like, anywho, who?
Well, you remember my little saying I said last week now.
Oh, God.
I love you.
Oh.
That's what you're telling me? I think that's what you want to say, but, you know, just
love
just bridle your tongue, sweetie. Anywho.
Is this the love connection?
I don't
know.
That's
not like
the
love connection.
Did I call the
but
right number?
Anywho, time is of essence. And normally this time we give everyone a chance to say their final thoughts or input on the topics.
Okay, can I ask the question first?
You sure can.
Okay, how many times would you allow your mate to cheat on you before you leave your mate?
Oh, my God. You was in my head, Lavina.
I'm just curious.
Can I answer first?
Sure.
I would say twice.
Why twice? I'm just curious.
I don't know. I don't know why I say twice. Probably, but, I mean, I can't say 100%. Maybe the first time I might be, are you talking marriage? Are you talking relationship, engaged? Like, what are you talking?
Just in general. Like, let's just say, you know, you're with someone, you've been with someone for years, and, you know, potentially it's supposed to lead into a marriage, but maybe it didn't just yet, or it could be if you're married right now, you know, would you allow your husband to, how many times would you allow your husband to do it?
I think it would depend on the relationship and how it was prior to that. Because if everything's been good and, you know, you really don't have much to complain about, he's been, as far as you know, faithful and all that stuff, I would say maybe say twice. But if the relationship wasn't good to begin with and y'all have had problems prior to that, even if it wasn't infidelity, if it was just, you know, whatever, I would say once.
Okay.
You know, I would say twice, too, because I believe that everybody deserves a second chance.
Right.
That's what I believe.
If everything
has
been good prior. Right.
Yeah, if everything has been good prior.
Right. Right.
But they do deserve a second chance.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's me.
You know what? That topic right there, I want to go more into it next week if it's all right.
I was about to say that's a whole show in itself.
Oh, definitely.
Exactly. That was going to be my topic for
next week. Oh, yeah. Thanks.
That's why I said Lavina was all in my head because that was my topic for next week.
Lavina gave the topic. Thanks, Lavina. We're definitely going to go into that one next
week.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Lavina.
Thank you,
Lavina.
T, what's your answer, though? T, what's your answer?
Why's got to be done with T?
and Barry, what's your answer?
Right. Well, let him answer.
There you go.
I'll say twice, too.
Oh.
Why?
No, because nobody's perfect. Everybody's allowed a mistake.
Right.
And like it's the time, really. No,
it depends on the
Nina?
Mistake, too.
Huh?
It depends on the mistake, too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Right, it does, too.
I mean, you know, I can't even give it a number because I'd have been in some crazy situations where I've allowed things to happen. I'm not even giving a number.
Oh. Okay.
That is one of the situations.
I mean, I'm just being honest, and that's me.
Okay,
you know?
All right. Angie, did you answer?
You know what? It's happened to me. It has been like 6 or 7 times.
Oh.
I'm going to take our whole show to straighten all that out. So we're going to continue that next week.
All
right. Right, Rachel?
Well.
Archives.
Hey, shut up about some archives. Rachel.
In my opinion, I say none. There are no chances because in my experience, I've gone through too many heartaches and I've allowed too many chances. I'm talking about more than 10 times. So in my experience, you get no chances with me.
Zero tolerance.
I'm a zero-tolerance person. There are no second chances. I've been through enough, and I don't give second chances when it comes to that.
Right. And see, I was listening to everyone's answer, and I'm going to say none because my thing is I feel like I love hard. So the theory of one finding out that the person that you love and you're intimate with and you're supposed to get married or you have married was with somebody else and they gave something that is so precious to that person, I'm the one that wouldn't be able to get it out of my head. So therefore, in all honesty, you wouldn't want to stay with me because I'm not going to be able to let that go. You know, like, I can't.
But I'm on the show.
I won't be able
to.
What?
Barry.
What you talking about, Barry?
You on the phone.
He's on the other phone.
I wouldn't be able to.
Mute your phone, Barry.
Yeah, Barry, you know you want a diva squad. What's wrong with you?
I also understand what Beanie's saying because sometimes you can't recuperate from that, even if you try to.
True.
See, me personally, I don't think that I could. I don't think that I could come back from that. I think that I'll be that person that says, yes, I understand. I forgive you because it's the right thing to do.
Make
but
a
I'll
miserable
be that person
for the rest
that won't
of his life.
Get a, exactly. Like, you wouldn't even want to be with me after that because
as soon
as I find out something like that.
I'm going to treat you like a product of used toilet paper. Yeah.
So you wouldn't, so honestly, to me, you wouldn't want me after that.
Right,
you know?
Yeah, you have to know yourself before you even attempt to do that.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of people would do evil for evil because they did it to you, you're going to do it to them, and then it's just going to lead to more drama, too.
Right.
Okay, but like I said, we definitely will get back into that next week because I like that.
Yeah.
And we can finish going around the table since Mr. Barry was first.
having a sidebar conversation.
Oh, no. Well, what you're saying?
Your final thought on the topic, Barry?
Huh?
Your final thoughts on the topics tonight?
Oh, no. The topics, the show was excellent. And it was fun. And it's all about fun and having, you know, laughs and stuff. Sure. It was a great show.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's all in fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. And if I offended anybody, anyhow,
oh, no.
I'm sorry.
No.
You know,
we had
I didn't
a good
want
time.
To hurt anybody's
Kenny.
Feelings.
You welcome and, back and next week. Any time you want to call, Kenny, feel free to call.
I will. When, I will.
The founder of the Lonely
Hearts
Club.
Yeah, you know, and you could maybe start a show with the Lonely Hearts Club.
No.
Barry?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like you want some loving, man. So I
oh,
think maybe that'd be
anywho,
a good show for you.
Lavina?
Yes. My final thought is I had a wonderful time tonight. Usually I don't get a chance to, you know, stay on, but I'm off tonight, so it feels great to be able to hang out with you guys. I enjoyed myself. And,
thank you.
Selena, I miss you. I miss you.
You too. I'm going to start calling back in.
Thank
and,
you.
And I had fun, and I look forward to speaking to everybody next week.
All right.
Thanks, Selena,
your final thought?
Oh. I'm sorry, I didn't even hear my name. I enjoyed calling the show again, as usual. It's always entertaining and good to talk to everybody and hearing the familiar voices and the new ones also. So I plan to continue to call in again. My Wednesday nights are typically free now, so I plan on being a guest on the show quite often.
Awesome. And
thank
Selena,
you.
While we have you on, Sister Selena, we want to congratulate you on your big move and your marriage.
Exactly.
We love
you. Thank
you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Many more years.
Thank you.
Some
more?
The bomb.
Okay. Miss Diva Rachel.
Yeah, of course. First and foremost, as always, I give my honor to God, because if there was no God, there would be no us. There would be no GQ Palace. I want to give honor to our CEO and our executive. We love y'all. Big shout out to GQ Palace and the family, all the other hosts. I want to thank the callers and listeners tonight, Barry, Kenny, Lavina, Selena, and to my fellow hosts, Diva, T, and Angie. I love y'all. I'm passing
love
the mic
too.
To one. I'm passing
hey,
on the mic. Angie, where you at, Diva?
I am in the building. You already know.
All right.
And in a nutshell, Rachel said pretty much, and as you know, we always thank our callers and listeners, our faithful supporters, and our CEO and executive producers, Rich and Lavina. You can catch them on Rich on Fridays, Lavina on Sundays. And I would like to give say happy Easter to those up there that actually, you know, that believe in the reason for the season. And God bless everybody. Have a prosperous Easter. And eat a lot of candy. Eat till you get sick. How about that?
Oh, no. All right,
okay.
In your hands, Diva.
All righty then. Just know, you know. And we have 8 different shows, 11 different hosts. On Thursday, Reality and Relationship with the hosts KL and Tiffany Belvin from 8 to 10. On Fridays, Love and Entertainment with our very own CEO host, Rich Money from 6 to 9. Sunday, Spiritual Sunday with our executive producer as host, Lavina Polite from 7 to 9. Immediately following her show, Crossroad Temple with Brother Timmy Scribby Hunter from 9 to 10. On Mondays, Unsigned Artist Radio, the host varies from 8 to 9. Immediately after his, Love, Life, and Loyalty with your host, Deanne Lane, from 9 to 11. Tuesdays, GPS Sports with your host, the mayor, 8 to 10. And then back on Wednesday, you're back with the Love Fantasy
with the Diva Squad, myself, Angie, and Rachel from 7 to 9. Wishing everyone a blessed rest of the week. Have fun, and make sure that you tune in to our other shows. We have something for everybody. So with that being said, good night, and have a good one.
God bless.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad.
Diva Squad.
Diva Squad.
Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Angie. 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 Rachel, 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 and T, 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 T,
to the GQ Palace. It's Butterbaby.
Single baby. Sophisticated mama. Come on, you disco lady. Yeah, stay with me tonight.
GQ Palace.
People on the sports sit, man, letting them know what time it really is in the world of sports. I'm checking out the Diva Squad, man, every Wednesday on GQ Palace Radio. Get with the program.
Diva man,
Diva man, Diva man.
Tonight,
Yo, what up? What up? Peace, world. This your boy, Mellow Man 8. Right now, you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
GQ Palace.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Let's do it.
Good y'all, it's your boy Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source of the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked and locked and locked and locked.
GQ Palace.
Diva Squad.